In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Beshalach, we of course have the main event of the Yidden coming to the Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yashir, and so much more that goes into the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, right before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, the pasuk is very clear, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a detour. He was busy getting Atzmas Yosef, getting the bones of Yosef, as the promise had been made, that when Yosef had died, that he would be brought up and would not be left in Mitzrayim. The interesting shaila, as far as why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be busy with it himself. Clearly Moshe had a lot more on his mind at that time. Couldn't he send someone to fulfill the promise? Why was Moshe the one who was chosen? I saw a beautiful pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was sending an important message. Atzmos, the term that was used, means the bones. Why that term specifically? It could be the guf, the body of Yosef. Or just could say that they were bringing Yosef. Why Atzmos Yosef? And the pshat that I saw is that Atzmos can also be read as Etzem. An Etzem is a bone. It is also, though, the main part of someone. The Etzem, the essence of what a person is. When we talk about reliving and going through and taking the body of someone who is no longer here from a mace, we also take the Atzmos, not only the bones, but the Etzem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was sending an important message. Yosef HaTzadik was the quintessential Golus Yid, the person who had lived outside of the Jewish nation, outside of his people, and yet still remained strong. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, as we leave, we have to remember we are taking Atzmos Yosef with us into Golus. The Etzem of who Yosef was, the ability to remain a Torah observant, Torah true person, despite the surroundings that we have, and that's what he was bringing. However, that doesn't really answer the question why Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to do it. So, okay, we understand why they needed Atzmos Yosef, but we understand why we needed Atzmos Yosef. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu himself need to do it? And the answer is that Yosef not only showed the Golus Yid, but he also showed what true leadership is. Yosef understood what was best for the Shvatim, and despite so many reasons why he could have taken advantage of the opportunity to be over them and to take revenge on his brothers, Yosef put the needs of the Klal before any of his own personal thoughts. This Moshe Rabbeinu needed to take for himself. Moshe, who was going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, needed to take that part of Yosef, that ability to have patience, that ability to look the other way when the good of the people was involved rather than himself, the ability to have an amazing amount of rachmanis, all of this went into leadership. All of this was also part of Atzmos Yosef. So when we sometimes, when we come to a yard site or we come to a situation where we're remembering someone who's no longer with us, we shouldn't only remember Atzmos, the bones, the person, the physical person, but we live through the Etzem of what that person brought and gave to us. And that's what the message Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to Klal Yisrael, to take that with them. When Klal Yisrael leaves, though, there's a tremendous dagesh, a tremendous emphasis on Yotzim B'yad Rama, that they didn't just stam leave, they left with song and with dance, and more than that, they left with great riches, as had been promised. It's such a hard thing to understand. What was the need for all these riches? Where were they going to spend it? Were they going to set up their big, beautiful silver cabinets in the Midbar? What was the point of leaving in this big way? What was the point of having, and again, such an emphasis, Rabbi Shalom used the word last week's parsha, no, he pleaded with Moshe that Klal Yisrael should go get the gold and the silver. What was the point of that? And many Mepharshim explain that Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Shalom knew Klal Yisrael was leaving Avdus. They were leaving this portion of being Avadim, of being slaves. But sometimes when an Eved leaves, he takes along his slave mentality with him. He takes along his subservience, his feeling of that I'm not anyone special, I'm just an ex-Eved. The Rabbi Shalom wanted that when Klal Yisrael left, they not only left with their guf, but they left behind that entire slave mentality. The biggest gift that the Rabbi Yisrael was giving to Klal Yisrael is leave with riches, leave with song and dance, so that it becomes so clear to you that you're leaving behind that part of your life. We too have that opportunity so many times when we have someone who's leaving behind maybe some of their past. They're leaving, they're changing, they're growing. The biggest thing, the biggest gift we can give them is that they're yoitzim biyad rama, that they leave behind but with great song, fanfare, and dance, that they understand that they're no longer that person. It's so easy to fall back into the feeling of that once I've done this, it's changed me for life and I can't ever grow out of it. I can change the behavior, but that still remains who I am. The biggest bracha, the biggest gift that we can give to someone who's growing, and we're all hopefully growing, and we're all hopefully helping people that are growing, is to make them see that they're yoitzim biyad rama. They're not only leaving the behavior, but they're also leaving that entire mentality, just as Klal Yisrael needed, in order to go to Matan Torah, needed to leave behind the slave mentality. We sometimes need to leave behind the mentality of whatever it was that defined us previously. Wishing everyone a restful, relaxing, and uplifting Shabbos.